Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Where shall we start? What can I tell you?
Okay, well, let's start with your decision to roll video on Dodd walking off the field.
Look, he was...
Normally you use a recorder here, so I'm trying to... Trying to piece together why you have video.
I use video more and more. Like with the assistant coaches talking the last 2 days, I videoed virtually everything.
Okay.
Excuse me. I wanted to video his reaction because I thought it was going to be tone or facial expression might be important. So look, darn, I wish I could clear the throat. He walked away. He walked like over on the side, and I thought he was going to do the same thing he did the day before, where he kind of took a beeline to the trainer's room wide and avoided people. Ultimately, after stalling for a long time, he then walked the regular route. People walked right up the middle. I approached him. He'd hardly practiced in team. Clearly injured again, probably. So I had the video camera out. There were other people with me approaching him. I said, "Are you hurt again?" He didn't say anything. I said, "Where have you been?" He didn't really say anything, and he was already at the door. Arakpo put his arm around him at the door, and I said, "Can you tell me why you need Brian Arakpo to walk you into the building as a shield or something like that?" Which all to me is fair game. I have no problem with that at all. Then, as he continued to, Arakpo laughed at that. A lot of people think Arakpo laughed at me. I think Arakpo laughed at the joke. And then I shouted after him as he walked in, "Bold, Kevin, bold." Now, I will say that "bold, Kevin, bold" is over the top. I don't know that it's Lee Harvey Oswald shooting the president, but over the top at the end. I bled commentary into my reporting there, and I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry for bleeding my commentary into the reporting. But let's note a few things. There are at least a half a dozen guys in town who talk crap about Kevin Dodd constantly, who've never done it to his face, who would never dare go up to him and try to express the city's dismay at him not being at voluntary stuff and failing to explain himself, ranting and raving or talking big. I did it there. This is what I do. It's not some huge surprise. I take no shame in pursuing and pressuring a guy to talk. I take no shame in trying to use shame as a factor in it. I want you to be ashamed if you don't talk. I want you to feel like, oh my God, Kevin Byard's out there answering questions about me, and Mike Vrabel has to speak and evade on my behalf over and over. I'm not being accountable the way the rest of this locker room is accountable. I have no problem if I'm a factor in you being ashamed of that or being made aware that you should feel some shame on that. Is he obligated to speak to me? Absolutely not. Did I say he had to speak to me? No, I attempted to speak to him. I said it to him directly, not behind his back. I did not spit at him or shoot him, which some of the Twitter reaction would have you believe that I did. And remarkably, 10 seconds before this video posted, this city could not stand Kevin Dodd. 10 seconds after this video posted, Kevin Dodd is absolutely abused by Paul Kuharsky. What a villain Paul Kuharsky is. Don't mess with Kevin Dodd. How dare you mess with Kevin Dodd? Our guy, Kevin Dodd. Newsflash, you hate Kevin Dodd. So I'm a little confused at the reaction. Again, my approach didn't go flawlessly by any means. I apologize for bleeding the commentary into the reporting. That's as far as I'll go. The reaction to it's over the top. Some of it reasonable. A lot of it really over the top. Well, you would think I really did something. I also spent a lot of time on Twitter yesterday afterwards answering everybody. I wrote a little bit about it in what I wrote off practice. I answered a ton of people. I said, yeah, it was over the top at the end. Took it a little bit too far. Stood up on accountable on my Twitter account. Over and over and over. Again, in contrast to Kevin Dodd, who's been accountable for zero.
So many different directions to go with this. if people have a problem with this, let's get to the root of it. They just don't like you. That's why they had a problem with it. They don't like your personality. They don't like that you call it how it is. They don't like that you're abrasive at times. I saw that video and I thought to myself, this is exactly Paul Kuharsky's personality. There was nothing out of line. That's how you interact with people. It's in a teasing, ribbing, joking way. It's not like you insulted the guy's mom as you were saying it. I mean, I had no issue with it at all. Now, did you handle it differently than Hutton would have handled it, or Reed would have handled it, or I would have handled it? Yes. That's because you're different than us, though. We probably wouldn't have gone about it that way. And was it maybe slightly over the top to say bold at the end of it? Maybe. I'll allow for that. But
it is
amazing to me to get down to the psychology of a fan. The lengths that fans will go to defend someone who makes a lot of money to play a sport, that they do things that you wouldn't want to do, that you would expect a higher degree of professionalism from yourself. But when your favorite player, not even your favorite player, a player that no one likes on this team, but he happens to play for your team, when he does it, how quick we are to excuse it. It is weak and soft of Kevin Dodd to pout and to not answer why he wasn't there. It's a very simple answer. The problem is,
to be hurt after one
day. The reality of it is probably he was pouting, and that's why he doesn't want to respond to it. He don't want to lie and say that he had something going on when he didn't, when in fact he was probably to some extent pouting, is why he didn't show up for voluntary camp. I think the majority of people who went after you simply have a problem with you. I don't think that anyone can realistically have a huge problem with that video. I've seen so much worse in terms of interaction between media and whoever the media covers.
People are calling it creepy. Video. How is it creepy? I'm only allowed to speak to him up until that door. I walked with him and I asked him two questions, made a joke, and shouted something after him. I mean, you could call it a lot of things. It's not creepy.
Well, I mean, your use of the camera is a little creepy, but that's what you do all the time. Like, it's an odd visual, but that's what you do. Like, you take your phone out and you put it in someone's face and start asking them questions. But you're allowed to do that.
It's America circa 2018.
Yes, but it is
paparazzi Paul.
I can understand how some people would think that's creepy. I can understand how Rodney Harrison thinks it's creepy when you're leaning over the little red velvet rope to take a picture of him on Radio Row.
Get the right shots, about getting the right shot.
Yes, but it is creepy. I mean, I can understand that. But what you were doing in that setting is not creepy. It's not like you walked up to Kevin Dodd eating lunch out at a restaurant and put a phone in his face and started filming him and asking him questions. It was at practice. That was what limited allowances you have to ask questions. That was a chance you had to ask questions. I think if we, and look, maybe someone will tell us the legitimate reason why they really hated it. I think if everyone that tweeted Paul hate about this, if you really started to ask yourself deep down, what's the psychology of it? The psychology of it is you just have a problem with Paul. You really don't have a problem with that.
And I'd ask, if you ran into me at a bar or in a parking lot, would you say it? I bet you wouldn't. I bet it's Twitter muscles to a large degree.
Well, we're inviting people to say it right now, and I doubt many people even call in, even with the veil of a phone. They're not even in front of you, and they probably won't say it to you. 615-737-1045, 737-1045. That's the way these things work. I think if you have a problem with this, ask yourself, do you really have a problem with that, or do you have a problem with Paul? Is there someone out there who's a huge Paul fan who loves the way he goes about his business on the show that hates that? Because if you know Paul, that is light compared to what can happen at times. That was nothing. I saw no problem with it whatsoever.
What did he say to you the day before yesterday?
Dodd?
Yeah.
Nothing. I mean, I expected Dodd to be stopped in a gaggle, and I went elsewhere figuring that I would catch up to him. And I'm going to admit here, part of my reaction to this is the frustration over the access, which I understand people don't give a blast about. But I feel obligated to try to talk to Kevin Dodd because that's been a huge conversation topic, right? And we want to hear from Kevin Dodd. But in stalking Kevin Dodd yesterday, I sacrificed an opportunity to get another guy and a half or two because the Titans are being so stingy on access. And they're apparently, they think it's the biggest annoyance in the world for a guy to talk to a reporter. And this is where I love Vrabel, but I hate Vrabel's thinking on access. And so I'm pissed that I sacrificed Jarrell Casey, who I needed to get, to chase Dodd, who was, in my estimation, a baby. And so my frustration comes out there. And I'm being honest and open here.
Yeah, let's, and look, people saying, you know, that was weak of you, Paul, and not weak of Kevin Dodd. Well, we invite people who have an objection to it, or if you agree with it, to call in. Let's not be weak together. How about that? If you thought Paul was weak, if you thought Kevin Dodd was weak, you can call in and tell us why right now. 615-737-1045, 737-1045. Beep on Twitter says, fully hardened Paul Kuharsky would not have apologized. No need for an apology, Chief.
I don't know that it was a very carved out apology.
Also, we need to dive a layer deeper in all of this. Why won't Kevin Dodd answer questions about why he wasn't there?
Yes.
We need to go around the horn with this.
Why won't Kevin Dodd answer these questions? And also, for everyone who's crushing Paul, in 3 months when this guy's cut, you're going to crush Kevin Dodd. Tell me someone that's going to defend Kevin Dodd and say the Titans made a huge mistake by cutting him when that eventually happens.
Kevin Dodd's
which
friend.
It's going to happen. 615-737-1045. Outside of Clemson Tiger fans in the area, who's really going to have an objection to that and who's not going to jump right back on the train of, oh, well, they did the right thing. Kevin Dodd was a cancer. Kevin Dodd was a bust. Kevin Dodd didn't work hard enough.
Paul is ripping into Kevin Dodd today. If we had this conversation last week, you were giving him the benefit of the doubt.
I've given him the benefit of the doubt throughout. That's why I'm pissed.
What changed, though? Just
well,
because
what changed is he missed those voluntary workouts, which was stupid, and has gone without explanation. And to me, that's what changed. This is the time. He had one final clean slate. If there's a good excuse for him not to have been at the 10 practices, he should have offered it up, had his agent offered it up, or asked Mike Vrabel to offer it up. And barring that, I'm done with benefit of the doubt. A year ago, one of the first pieces I wrote at my new site was we should be patient with Kevin Dodd. We should give Kevin Dodd a chance. All of this stuff. So here he is. Listen, again, he's not obligated to talk to me. But in terms of calming down the masses who were all over Kevin Dodd, who think that Kevin Dodd shouldn't be on the roster, who said he should have been cut the day after the damn playoff game, if not before, no one in this market with a loud voice has said more often than I to chill. But now, one 20-second video, and I'm the devil, and this guy is sitting at the right hand of the Father.
Okay, so you've said...
Such imagery.
You said in the video he was shielded by Arakpo. Arakpo laughed. I think half laughing because he knows the joke that you're throwing out there about him with the arm around. Also laughing because, you know, it's kind of like this guy. You know, this guy's making another comment.
It was a dismissive laugh, but it wasn't a laugh out of anger. It was more like
he's Arakpo.
Of course.
Yeah.
But in the first segment, after in the video, you said he's shielded by Arakpo. You alluded to the fact that Dodd is also shielded by the lack of access that you're given to the locker room.
Absolutely.
But that really doesn't play into your argument because Kevin Dodd, and we've seen this from other players, would go and hide in the locker room access
period. There's a no comment. That's a way to hide. This creates a scenario for players. I would tell Vrabel this. If a guy doesn't want to talk now, he's got to evade somebody. Or a smart one with no comment. But a guy like Kevin Dodd is going to be evasive. On film, that looks horrible. If I'm in the locker room shooting an empty locker, that's nowhere near as bad a visual. Nowhere near as bad a visual. Now, I'm saying the guy's being weak. He's not at his locker. But there's no video rolling with that.
Titans commenter on Twitter says, people are hating on Paul because it's easier than criticizing John Robinson for the pick or Kevin Dodd for not showing up. Just cut him already.
Well, we discussed it because it's a story when a player doesn't show up for even a voluntary workout. It's a story in any market with the player that is a high draft pick or someone that is a big star on your roster. I mean, every market is discussing some player that doesn't show up to these things, especially when the other superstars are there. This was an important offseason for Kevin Dodd. So it is a story when he doesn't show up for these workouts, when you have other guys that are busting it and speaking to the media and doing other things. So you're wondering, why doesn't this guy get it? That's the reason why Paul and others are trying to discuss this with him. Why won't he speak to the media?
Well, that
to me is the underlying question here. What does he not want to speak on that made him want to show up for a certain phase of the offseason and then stay at home and work out in his own for the next phase of the offseason.
It's a story when he doesn't show up. It's made a bigger story. Let's look at Kevin Dodd's part in this. It's made a much bigger story when he won't comment on it and when he won't just say what it was. That's how this story's gotten bigger. It's because of his reluctance to say where he was or why he wasn't
there.
Let's
go further here. Who should be advising him? PR should be advising him to even just say, "Hey, look, I wasn't here, and I'm not going to say anything about it." But to put an end to it, his agent, team PR, Vrabel, defensive line / outside linebackers coach, all of those people have either done him a disservice or he's ignoring them. If he's ignoring them, it's really bad. If they're doing him a disservice, it's really bad.
Based on Mike Vrabel's response to your question about Kevin Dodd the day before, I don't think Mike Vrabel, the coaching staff, is going to be advising him to go speak to the media anytime
soon. Well, Mike Vrabel, I will say this, yesterday asked...
And by the way, that tack by Mike Vrabel will probably help score him points in the locker room.
Sure. I asked him if Dodd was hurt again. And he came the closest to calling him out that he has. Basically, my translation of what he said was, if you drop out of a small period... of an individual period or drill period, then we're not going to come back to you and count on you for a team period. And that's the same thing he said with Will Compton and with Corey Davis on a day like today. So he lumped two others in with Dodd, but basically said the guy couldn't make it through for some reason, had a ding or a conditioning issue or whatever, didn't make it through the small stuff, so we're not inviting him into the big stuff yesterday.
To the phone, 615-737-1045.
If I'm a Titans fan, I'd be pissed at Kevin Dodd over that. What's worse, that or me saying he was bold to walk away? I mean, give me a break.
We'll ask the listener, 737-1045.
What's up, Blake?
Hey, guys. Great show as always. Paul, I really do. I mean this sincerely. I generally enjoy your work. I enjoy your writing. The piece yesterday on Kevin Dodd, it just came off as TMZ to me, and not covering the Titans. It just felt like a drama alert, like YouTube show, and it was just a little bit too much. And you said people hated Kevin Dodd before he did that. Now we're coming to his defense. I don't care who the player was. I don't care if it was Mariota or Henry.
Well, it would never be Mariota or Henry.
That's fine.
I want to have a conversation. It's only the guy who's hiding and hasn't done anything.
Did you not talk to yesterday?
Well, a lot of them, but they were all there, and they don't have questions to answer to. I appreciate your broad point. Hold on, let me talk for a second. I appreciate your broad point, but the idea that because I didn't speak to Will Compton, he qualifies the same. There's no issue on the board with Will Compton. There's no issue on the board with anybody else except Kevin Dodd.
Here's my thing. You've been beating this dead horse for about a week or so now.
I really haven't. It's been two days.
All right, but Dodd's not answering your question, so give it up at this point. Like, why do you keep on going?
Yesterday's
back?
The first day ago, that I approached Kevin Dodd.
Yeah, but 2 days ago you said, "I'm done with Kevin Dodd." I quote, you said, "I'm done. People got to stop coming to his defense." And then the next day you follow him into the locker room chasing him.
That means I'm done supporting him being here. I'm finished with him as a member of the Titans. It doesn't mean I'm finished reporting on a member of the Titans.
So he's no longer defending him.
I think your initial point is good, but people are saying this too. You've been all over this forever and ever. We talked about it during the 10 days he missed. Then the first day he was on the back was Tuesday. And yesterday was Wednesday. It's 2 days for everybody's like, "Oh my God, you won't let it go. You've been going on." It's 2 days. 2 days.
It's funny how it's always a dead horse when it's something you don't like to hear. Right? Like, if you love this topic,
keep going.
You could not beat the dead horse enough. But the moment it's like, I really love Kevin Dodd and I hate hearing bad things about him and I love my Titans, so this is now a dead horse.
Well, like, earlier this week I said Kevin Dodd is a story for the offseason, but is such a non-factor right now for the regular season as we sit here today.
Agree entirely.
Such a non-factor. We had a topic yesterday, Chad, about the biggest swing player on the roster. That if they play well, it takes them to another level. If they don't play well, they're about where they are. And guess who was never mentioned? Kevin Dodd. He doesn't even come to mind when you're mentioning players on this roster.
And guess the pass rusher that was mentioned.
He's inactive.
What pass rusher was mentioned by you and others?
Yeah, the guy they drafted this year.
The guy they just drafted because
in the same round as Kevin Dodd.
He's not getting the job done. Exactly right. Two-Tone Blue Crew on Twitter says, it's possible that both Dodd and PK can be wrong.
Correct.
And that's what happened here. Dodd should talk and speak to the media. PK went about it the wrong way. It looked like he was paparazzi in that video, and he's above that.
I don't know what that means. It looks like it's paparazzi. I follow the guy with
the camera. It does look like something on TMZ.
He didn't stop.
To the caller's point, it looks like something on TMZ. I'm not saying that's what you're being.
Here's why.
But it does look like a TMZ video.
If he stops, it's a conventional interview with me with the camera on a guy. He continued to walk.
Don't sit there and act like you've never seen TMZ in an airport before with a camera.
I have seen it.
We follow people outside the airport all the time. That's what it looked like.
Okay. J-Lo, comment on this.
It's a walk and talk.
J-Lo, can you talk to us?
This is my only opportunity to talk with him. I'm trying to walk with him and talk with him. That's it. If he stops, then it looks like every other interview ever conducted.
Kim, how was your meeting with the president? Kim.
Kanye, would you like to take back anything you said? Kanye, talk to us. Kanye, look back here. Kanye. Yeah, real brave of you, brother. Real brave. I mean, look, it's not you being TMZ, but it does look a lot like a TMZ video. I will agree with the caller on that.
It also looks a lot like a guy unwilling to face the music. That's what it looks like to me.
I agree with that.
615-737-1045, our number.
Let's not get it twisted here, Paul. I'm on your side on this, but I'm just saying it does. The video itself looks like that. Doesn't mean that you are TMZ or that you constantly do that, but you're right in that he could. It would not be TMZ if he stops and just says no comment. Or talks to you.
But Paul, don't get us wrong here. I am amused by paparazzi Paul. It's not like I'm denouncing you right now for these tactics. I did get a kick out of it, I'll admit.
I'm thrilled that we have someone in our group and on our show that lacks the amount of shame to go up and take pictures. And I'm serious. Like, everyone needs that person in their group that will go up and video something or be sure to get a picture of that moment. I'm never that guy that thinks about doing it, and Paul always has our back with that.
Paul, one final thing for me on what I was thinking, watching this yesterday and then seeing the reaction. What made you say, okay, I'm going to post this video now, instead of just saying, I attempted to speak with Kevin Dodd, and he walked off the field without comment again?
Honestly?
Yeah.
I saw it posted elsewhere.
Like, your interaction was posted?
Someone posted your interaction?
Yeah. A to Z Sports, one of those guys was part of it. I wouldn't call it a scrum. I mean, I'll say this. The other people involved in tracking him were very happily along for the ride, but not at the forefront of doing the dirty work. And if they have a problem with me saying that, so be it. But you can see
your voice
in my
is the
video,
only one on there. For
you can
sure.
see in my video.
Yeah,
or
I didn't hear anyone else
there.
Asking the question. They were just following you.
Terry McCormick maybe tried to ask a question at the beginning. Outside of that, a lot of people were there for video. You want me to be TMZ? These people were the people following TMZ, taking TMZ's shot.
If you knew you would receive the reaction you did, would you have posted it?
No, and I thought I'll be honest again. I'm telling you the truth through the whole thing here. I went and looked at it before I posted it, and I thought about cutting off the bolt at the end. I said, I thought to myself, that might be a little too much. And then I thought, you know what? I shot the whole thing. People are going to want to see the whole thing, and I shouldn't edit it in a way that
I'm glad you didn't
makes me maybe look more or less unfavorable if people object to my handling of the whole thing. And I sent the whole thing. But I don't know that I would have sent the whole thing if I hadn't seen it from somewhere else. I started getting tweets about it, which led me to go look at somebody else talking about
it. Hal is next up. Hey, Hal.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, I'm a long-time listener of you guys. In fact,
you got to do better on the phone if you're a long-time listener. You know, we like people actually speaking to their phone.
We'll come back to you, Hal. Hey, Nick, what's up?
Hey, guys, man, love the show. Paul, I mean, I listen to you, I love you, and, I mean, I'm really calling to defend you, because, I mean, I hear you taking this, you know, trying to apologize for something, but you got a grown man getting paid to do a job, he didn't show up to work, and then he wears his helmet on a 90-degree day and doesn't want to show his face.
And his jersey, by the way. Everybody stops and peels off their jersey and puts it in a basket. He didn't do that. He's not following team protocol.
So, I mean, like, everybody's, like, seeing this, but they're calling you the bully. Like, you asked the question. That's your job. You're a reporter. And, I mean, I understand you apologizing for the bowl, but, I mean, I really respect that, because that's what I want to hear from a reporter. I mean, I want to see a reporter go out and get them tough questions. And I know they're calling you TMZ and saying you're paparazzi, but nobody else is bold enough in this Nashville media market to go after anybody. And I think that's one of the tragedies around here.
Continue. Agree. Listen,
you,
one of the reasons Dodd didn't have to peel off his jersey is because there's a GPS advice a device in the back of your jersey, but Dodd didn't do anything, so there's no GPS tracking to do. Right?
I'm just shocked you didn't put this behind a paywall.
Oh, no.
What was the...
Live stuff that happens in front of a crowd, I'm not asking for membership for that. If it's out of a press conference or at a thing where other people are filming it, that's public domain.
How many PaulKowarski.com subscribers had an issue with it?
Oh, that's a good question.
I think some were
a minority
more
of your subscribers.
A minority, but more measured with that. Hey, I appreciate that you asked the question. I thought maybe it went a little too long or something along those lines. I did a Periscope Facebook Live last night in which I thought I'd get destroyed, and most of the Twitter destroyers are not Periscope Facebook Livers.
That was a free public scope.
Yeah.
Philip is next. Hey, Philip.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
One question. We had a quote unquote voluntary OTA 2 sessions, and we had 89 of the 90 players. Correct?
No. Yes. No, there was other people that were not there.
But yeah, okay, so most of
I don't think anybody missed all 10. I don't think anybody else missed all 10, or if they did, they were hurt.
The guys that missed were either injured or had a legitimate excuse that we found out about.
Well, to be fair to Kevin Dodd, Vrabel did tell the media, it was the week that Paul was out, Vrabel told the media that everyone that was not present communicated they would not be there. For.
Yeah. We don't know why. We don't know what his choice was.
We don't know what his excuse was.
No.
Right.
It may have been, I'm just not coming, and I'll see you at the mandatory camp. But obviously, they can't depend on him already anyway. So go ahead and cut him. I agree. Paul, just let him go. I mean, get rid of him now. Get somebody else so that you can develop and get this guy out of here.
Well, the timing is not right now. I'd be very surprised if he's not on the roster at the start of camp. He'll get his chance in a couple of preseason games. Then if he is what he's been, he'll be gone.
He looks bigger, by the way, when I see him on camera.
Maybe it was the pads and helmet he was wearing on the run off the field. Looked bigger than everyone else.
Maybe that's it. Or maybe else, no he's beefing up for the defensive line.
Yeah.
Let's go to Hal next. Hal, are you ready to go?
I hope so. Can you hear me?
There we go.
Now?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, sorry about that, guys.
You're good.
I'm a born and raised Nashvillian, and I listen to you guys exclusively during this time slot. And, you know, one thing I would mention, you know, I love the fact that Nashville's got a bunch of different folks, right? East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, Northeast. The thing is, a lot of times I don't necessarily like Paul, right? I feel like
you're
kind of brash, and you don't really...
Go on. You know. Yes, we understand.
Okay, so but here's what I would say. Here's what I like about Paul. It's more of a respect, right? Paul is consistent. Paul asks the hard questions. He knows who he is. In fact, you know, I actually saw Paul coaching a little league team, and he's the same as a coach of his kid's baseball team as he is on the radio. So while I may not like Paul
that much, I
respect you for what you do and how you do it. And I think it's more important to be respected than it is to be liked, personally. So, anyway, keep doing what you're doing, and, you know, I enjoy the show. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Here's another thing I'll say. A lot of people were like, oh, his teammates are going to hate you for this. Whether they do or don't, I've got individual relationships with people. If you think that the locker room is rallying around Kevin Dodd, now, I haven't been in the locker room in some time. I'm going to talk about being in the locker room in the past tense. That locker room is not rallying around Kevin Dodd. That locker room... Guys who rely on Kevin Dodd to help a team win don't like Kevin Dodd. He hasn't helped them win.
Brian Arakpo rallied around him.
Rally around him right then. That doesn't mean that Brian Arakpo loves him. And I'm sure guys have always issued support and stuff, but I've heard reliably he's not liked in that locker room because he's not shown up and he's not delivered. The same reason fans don't like him. Some teammates wouldn't like him. He's been unlucky with injuries and all of that, but he hasn't helped me win games.
I think it's a good thing that fans, I think media would largely agree. The coaches would certainly tell you this. There is an accountability factor within that locker room with the workouts. We saw it, just to narrow it down to a position group, We saw it with the secondary this offseason. An entire group was working out together at Mount Juliet. So there's accountability player to player that I appreciate with how they've built this roster.
And where do you think he stands?
Well, that's going to your overall point of what you're hearing. But also, for those that think that the locker room is somehow going to hate Paul over this, trust me when I tell you, they've seen different situations with Paul, with other players in the locker room, and this doesn't come close to some of those things that that many have witnessed.
This will not be the proverbial straw.
No.
In that locker room with Paul.